Michael, tell us, you're here at the ADESA conference. You're here then because you're looking at opportunities for raising funds to doing things. You tell us what you guys do.
Yes, definitely. We are a home builder in the Texas market. Our home office is in North Texas area, Dallas to be more specific. We have locations in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, Lubbock, and the Oklahoma City greater area. We are currently in 100 different subdivisions throughout the Texas market. We are a single family home builder. In the North Texas market, the Dallas area, we are the number three home builder in terms of volume being built. We built 1,300 homes last year. Gross revenue is a little over $300 million. And we are one of the top home builders and one of the best home building markets in the U.S.
You know, I can vouch for that. Just a few months ago, my wife and I were for a family wedding in Dallas. And the people we were staying with, her sister out in Prosper, north of there. And so we drove that toll road several times between the two, and all we saw were Mercedes-Benz and Lexus dealerships and malls and beautiful restaurants and the like. And we were told by everybody that people are moving in like crazy because Toyota has moved there and other place people have moved there. So I presume there's tremendous demand for your product, new homes in that area.
Right, definitely there is. When you look at migration patterns, Texas has been for the last 10 years one of the number one migration states. That'd be individuals moving from other states in the U.S. to Texas. Also, if you look at what Charlie mentioned, Toyota, if you look at corporations, where are they going? They're looking for business-friendly states. Toyota, Liberty Mutual, State Farm, there's J.P. Morgan Chase. Just in one location, just right off the road that you mentioned, within really almost a 1 square mile radius of each other, there are 20,000 jobs that will be created over the next 3 years just in one little small area. That's not counting all of the other corporations and all the other individuals that are moving to that area. And when you look at housing specifically, right now, especially the North Texas market, the Dallas market, we have less than a 2 month supply of new homes on the ground. So what does that mean? If we were to stop building homes today within 2 months, we would run out of new homes. So with all of these companies that have moved to this area, with all of these individuals that are moving there for jobs, they all need homes. And you know what? We happen to control a lot of lots for homes to be constructed in that general area.
Well, I got to congratulate you for having the foresight to buying land in the right places here. As I drove out there, I thought, man, I wish I'd have been here and bought this land 5 years ago here. So tell us, with all of the money that banks have to loan these days, why would a home builder come to ADESA and look to raising money from the public?
Right. That's a simple answer. Really, you're looking at diversification. With all capital sources or investments, you always want to diversify. Banks right now currently, they have great rates. Rates are low, but you don't want to always rely on one capital source. So you can look at the broker-dealers as another capital source. Megatel Homes is not a publicly traded company, so therefore we do not have the capability to issue bonds. So we are looking at the independent broker-dealer channel with everybody here at ADESA to look at that as an additional source of raising capital. Because what happens when rates might change, different things go on in the financial industry, banks might tighten. So if banks tighten and start lowering your lines of credit, your area might still be doing wonderful and you need capital to build. So you always want to really kind of own your own capital sources and diversify away from even banks. So,
okay, thank you, Michael. So, Michael, tell us, real estate's interest rates are going to rise. Okay, they are. We don't know how quickly, we don't know how far, how fast, but they're going to be higher 5 and 10 years from now than they are today. Do you see that as a significant problem or issue for the real estate industry moving forward?
I do not in the short term, definitely for sure. If you look at what 30-year mortgage is based off of, it's off of the 10-year note. So right now, 10-year really, even though we did have a small percentage move by the Fed, it did not actually affect 30-year interest rates. 30-year interest rates have actually gone down from that point. So also, if you want to look at perspective of where we are in terms of historical norm, we're probably 2 percentage points lower to what's normal for a 30-year mortgage. So what'll happen in the future? We can't predict that. We know rates will rise. When will they rise? It's going to happen slowly over time. Will we come to a hyperinflation area? I do not think so. I think that especially if you look out 2, 3, 4, 5 years, the housing market is still going to be in a wonderful position. The interest rates I do not see going through the roof or having any major issue, especially that will affect the housing market. A lot of it is supply and demand. And where we are right now, there is very, very limited supply. And homes are affordable. And there is a huge demand in the market that we're in.
Well, I can vouch for all of that, having been there just in the last few months here. So, Michael, thank you very much. Any parting words for our listeners here before we sign off?
Well, I wouldn't say, especially, I guess this podcast goes out more in the California area, but if you guys need a job, if you're looking for an affordable home, the amount of home that you can get in the Texas market for what you're paying for here, you could sell your home here and probably move to Texas, get a job, and buy 5 homes.
Don't remind me, Michael. Don't remind me. Again, we're talking with Michael Roman of MCI Megatel Capital Investment out of Dallas, Texas. And we're here at the ADESA Conference in San Diego. And we'll be right back.